Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Loving Him. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Just because you know what is right does not mean you're going to do what is right. You can know perfectly well that this is what you should do, what is right, and this is what you better not do, should not do, it's absolutely wrong, and still choose to do the wrong thing.
That's right.
I don't want a show of hands. Because I already know. When it comes to morality, when it comes to adultery, affairs, fornication, all these things. First of all, it's barely even talked about in church. And yet there's a lot of it in the Bible. A lot of word, a lot of wisdom, a lot of direction about it. Young people are cautioned, warned, threatened about getting involved with somebody. And yet, most do. Well, we're having church now, aren't we? Most do cross lines that they shouldn't cross. And what we have not emphasized enough is that just knowing something is right is not enough to keep you from doing it, or right and wrong. The only thing, when your flesh is screaming to do something, the only thing that's going to be powerful enough for you to resist that temptation is that you love something else more. Oh, come on, are you listening? That's the only thing that will empower you to overcome that temptation. You love Him more. You want to please Him more than you want that. No need acting like you don't want it. Because your flesh does want it. And it wants it a lot. But in your heart, you can want something else even more. And that gives you power. What do you love the most? So instead of berating our youth and just beating on, this is wrong, this is wrong, this is wrong, don't do it. It's got to be something more. The key is draw close to God. Get to know Him. Find out who He is. Fall in love with Him. Love Him more than you love anybody else and anything else, including your own life, including your own body, your own desires.
Yes.
That will give you the power to do what millions of others have not done.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I just thought you need to hear that before we left this verse right here. What do you think? Glory to God. Which is a foretaste of what we're talking about.
Yes.
What this series is about. Is there any power in loving God?
Yes.
Oh my.
Yes.
There is great power. See, a whole lot of folks only talk about Him loving us, which is a wonderful subject. No doubt. But many leave the impression that that's all basically you need. If you find out how much God loves you, it will solve everything. You will never sin again. You will never want to sin again. This is not true. This is not true. People try to leave the impression. Well, if they were just loved enough, they wouldn't do these things. Not all criminals had bad home lives. There's a lot of people have been loved and loved well. And they just want something else. No, as great as it is to find out that God loves you. And oh, all of us need a much greater revelation of how much He loves us. That alone will not fix your life. Because your decisions are not just going to be based on how much He loves you, but they're going to be based on how much you love Him. Amen. Can you see this, saints? Is it true or not? It'll answer some questions as to why some folks who've had every advantage and every opportunity, and they just keep on doing the wrong thing. Well, bless their hearts. No, the reality is they love something else more than they love Him, period. And no matter how much you find out God loves you, it doesn't mean you have to love Him. And this is perhaps the saddest thing that's happening on the planet, is God's great love is not being returned, not being reciprocated. But He does not reveal Himself to those who hate Him. He reveals Himself to those who love Him. And He knows who does and who does not. In 1 Corinthians 8, 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 2. If any man thinks that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. Whole lot in there about knowing. Yeah. Knowing. Well, the Spirit of God, through Paul, is dealing with some issues that are going on in the churches at this time. There were some people that had raised themselves up and promoted themselves to be superior apostles to Paul, that they knew more, which was laughable. But the emphasis is on knowledge, what we know. And we live in a similar type of generation today. We are in the information age. Knowledge is heralded as supremely important. And amongst religious people, the big emphasis is on knowing about, learning the original languages, delving into archaeology and all of these things, and knowing and being able to, at a moment's notice, spout off all the details. But the truth is, the next verse reveals it. Verse 3, if any man love God, not know about God, if he loves God, the same is known of him. Can you see the contrast that he's making right here? Yep. Back up to verse 2. Read it all together. If any man think that what? That he knows something. Oh man, I've been studying. I know a lot about God. What does that mean? And specifically, what does it mean to God that you think you know a lot? It's humorous that people in their high estimation of their own intelligence deny God. Yep. And look at pity people like me and you. Look at those poor ignorant folks. They just don't have enough education. If they had enough education, developed their intellect, they'd quit believing these ridiculous stories about nations going across on dry ground and manna falling out of the sky and all these fairy tales about people walking on the water, and it's just ridiculous. Poor folks like us require the crutch of religion because we're so undeveloped in our weak emotional states. We come together and just get delirious and speak in languages nobody can understand and yell hallelujah, whatever that means. And but who's the ignorant one? Who's the fool according to the Bible? It's the fool who says in his heart, there is no God. It is so sad. It is so pitiful that they won't even acknowledge the one who gives them their next breath. And Romans talks about this. In fact, just hold your place here and go to Romans. Let's read this. Put it together. Romans, the first chapter, you're holding your place there in 1 Corinthians. Romans 1, verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel, the good news of Christ. Amen. Gospel means good news about the good things, about the anointed one. Hallelujah, the Christ. Yeah, you're not ashamed of the gospel either? I'm not ashamed. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Not to everybody, but to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For therein, in the gospel, is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. How is it revealed? It's revealed from faith to faith. What if you have no faith? Then you will have no revelation. To those who don't believe there is a God, to them there will be no God. It'll be like there is no God. And it's their fault. And people get at them and go, well, God, if you exist, prove it to me. Well, if you are defiant and you don't believe it, nothing's going to happen for you. You'll live in ignorance and darkness your life, and you'll die. And as soon as you die, you're going to get a real revelation. But it's going to be late. Keep reading. How is God's, the rightness and everything God is and does is right. How is it revealed? From faith to faith. The more you believe, the more it'll be revealed to you. The less you believe, the less it'll be revealed to you. This book, I don't care how many degrees you got, what a genius you might think you are, if you don't believe, this is a closed book to you. It will make no sense to you. You will not get it. And it's not because it's not there. It's because you're blind and spiritually dead. Oh, but to those that believe. I said to those that believe, there's life in every word. There's light. Is that right? There's life-changing truth in every phrase. And the more you believe, the more it comes to you. Aren't you glad you believe?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Loving Him, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.